It's time to tee it high and let it fly. This is the Edwin Watts Golf Hour, only on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Now, the Edwin Watts Golf Team.
How's that song? How's that song going? Well, that witches thing, boil, boil, double trouble, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, boy, the Masters and boys are in double boiling, double trouble.
What does that have to do with a Caddyshack theme? Because you know what's funny about this? You guys weren't privy to it, but Chris and I were talking about, well, Tom's back, so everything's going to be back to normal.
Yeah,
and
well, then here so you much go. For that. Out the window.
Wow.
It must be Masters weekend.
It is.
It must
Masters
be U.S. The U.S. weekend. Masters. You got that right.
It is Masters weekend.
Welcome to Masters weekend. It is Saturday, the 13th of April, moving day at Augusta National, and thank you very much for tuning in. Edwin Watts Golf Shop Radio Hour, brought to you by Ping Golf. This is, as a spectator, as a fan of golf, this is my favorite week of the year, favorite tournament to watch. For most American golfers, most important and prestigious tournament to win. And it's really great, Tom. We missed you last week, but thanks for joining us.
Yeah, special occasion, so sorry.
Yes. I mean, tell
but I'm
us,
sure all the listeners needed tell, a break from me tell, anyway, right?
Well, they did. But tell us a brief explanation of your absence and how really great it was for your daughter and your family.
Well, it was very, very cool. My number one daughter, they moved back from Portland, Oregon in January, and they're down in South Central Florida area. And we got the call. Her third child arrived.
Wow.
So he's my fifth grandson.
Five grandsons. Well, you got to stop asking me for shots then.
And we're already going ahead and taking us, we're considering contracts for the collegiate, what's that pay thing called, NIA or
no,
something?
NIL, is it, give me his name, your boy?
James Russell, named after my wife's father's middle name.
James Russell Ferguson.
Ferguson.
James Russell Ferguson. Can I call him J.R., like J.R. Ewing?
Yeah, Jimmy R., J.R.,
J.R.
Jimmy Russell.
He's
going to have a lot of names, yeah. And he is. He's a rock and roll. And, Dad is a short one of his family, and he's 6'7", 6'8".
Really?
Yeah. So these boys are going to be.
Wow.
So I'm already looking. I'm already talking to the NBA. And,
I would think so.
Yeah, yeah. We're
They can pick their sport.
Yep. And, like we got a tall 6'8" dude on the golf course past week.
From Georgia Tech. That's
and,
right.
And if I have it my way, they're going to go that route.
Yeah.
But, they'll go the route
that's
they choose
great.
For their life.
Congratulations to one of your favorite daughters. And
they're both healthy. Everybody's
Jackie,
great.
Jackie, everybody healthy and good.
Yeah, Jackie's
fantastic.
On cloud. You're way past cloud
yeah,
nine.
Nine is for wimps.
Yeah.
Cloud nine, yeah.
I have five grandsons.
There you go. Congratulations. That's tremendous, Tom. So,
all right, it's Masters weekend. Hey, there's a lot going on locally, so we want to make sure that you understand that we have, Caddy Mike, a Edwin Watts Golf Demo Day going on today.
Yes, we do.
At the Yards.
At the Yards in Ponte Vedra Beach, the old Oak Bridge, right there on A1A, starts at 11 o'clock today, 11 to 2-ish. They'll be around probably till 3 o'clock. A bunch of our great vendors, Ping, of course, and you're going to have half a dozen vendors there. They will have their representatives. They will have all their new clubs. They will have all the technology needed in terms of fitting. So I think if you want to make an appointment, you can certainly call out there. Would they call the Yards, Tom? Would that be the way to do it? Or would they call Edwin Watts?
No,
how would that work?
I would call both, or you believe you can also.
Just to get an appointment with a fitter, because there's going to be a lot of people out there. What
right.
a beautiful day, by the way.
Right.
Like the players. Perfect every day. Yes. Thank
yep.
you.
And I believe you can go to the Yards website and possibly register for a fitting. Looks like, yep, you can. Okay, so you can do that online also. That's also through the World Wide Golf website, it looks
Excellent.
Like. Yeah, the way I'm reading this.
Okay.
So either way, you can call 904-246-7893, or you can call out at the yards, and they can give you the information.
Yes, and I'll see you out there, 10 to 11 show. I'll be out there a little before noon, spend a few hours, get to spend some time with you. So please take advantage of this opportunity. And then you go home and you can watch the Masters on CBS at 3-ish or something like that.
Or you go to, on your way home, you stop by University of North Florida Golf Complex.
You could do that.
That's the UNF Golf Complex. And play 9 holes on the shoe, par 3 9-hole golf course, and get 4 beers in a pull cart for just $30 if you're 21 and over. The deal of the century. So check that out. We're brought to you each week by Ping Golf. Play your best. And Ping is going to be out there at the demo day at the yards. The Ed and Watts demo day.
Yes, they will. Scotty's going to be there, yeah, which is great.
Scott will be there. Now, easy on him, folks. He's only got 2 arms, 2 legs, but that tent is going to be the busiest.
Yes.
Okay, because if you looked at all, if you watched the junior drive, chip, and putt at the Masters.
Yes.
What's one common denominator that stuck out on all the drives? They were all pings.
All four 30s.
All the kids had the pings.
Yeah.
Right? Right, duh. So what is that telling you? Check out the new G430 Max 10K and the new line of irons, mm-hmm. Okay, the 730, the 530, the Blueprint S, Blueprint T. Check it all out, the wedges, the S150 wedges.
Yeah.
All right, so, hey, it's Masters weekend. It's besides, like, with Ryder Cup, you know, obviously this is a favorite for most golf people that play golf,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people that don't play golf, okay? And do yourself a favor, if it's not on your bucket list, and you've never walked the grounds of Augusta,
yes.
Put it on your bucket list.
Yes, I understand getting tickets is difficult. You can enter a lottery, or if you know someone who knows somebody, please do, because it's the one place, I don't care how great television is and 3D and this and that, you cannot appreciate how beautiful it is, number one. And number two, the elevation change. I mean, how steep the hills are, how there's no such thing as a flat lie in a golf shot, how big the mounds and the elephants are in the greens, and how great of an experience it is for you. I love it. No cell phones. You know why? Because when you're there, I want you to use the camera that is your eyes. I want you to see it, experience it, you know, be out there. You can go to they have these like green chairs, like the portable chairs that you can put out. You can put that chair on the right of the 16th green, go sit it, and then go on the course. It's your chair.
Your chair.
It's your chair. There's no pushing and shoving amongst the patrons.
Yeah, you don't have to put your name on it.
You don't put your name on it. They're all there. There's huge crowds around the big stars. You can see it. But there's huge crowds around everybody because everybody is enjoying the Masters experience. First couple of days, they had rain forecasted. It wasn't as bad as they thought. So it actually made the course play a little bit easier. The green's a little softer. The wind was not as bad. Yesterday, we saw how wind can affect golf, didn't we, Tom?
Oh, you know, I was thrilled to see Augusta.
I love it, by the way.
I was thrilled.
Makes it more challenging for these pros.
I was thrilled to see Augusta back in form.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's cool, isn't
it? And you know the green jacket dudes are loving life because it's
they're loving it.
Yeah, there ain't going to be
It's not supposed to be
there's
easy.
There's no 20 under on this golf course.
No way.
And it's falling right into place. And the wind's coming back this afternoon. I saw the latest weather report.
Yes.
So the early outs, okay, are going to have a slight edge to pick up and move into contention. So this really could be
people that are between level par and over par are getting an opportunity this morning because it's moving day, but you're going to have to put yourself in position. The leaders are at 6 under, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, Max Homa at 6, Højgaard at 4 maybe, Colin Morikawa 3-2, but Eldrick, congratulations, played great for him, made the cut, and so he'll be at 1 over, and so we'll check it out.
All right, We're going to talk, obviously, a ton about the Masters. And when we come back after this first break, brought to you by Ping Golf, Edwin Watts Golf Shop, Wolf Retirement Navigation, University of North Florida Golf Complex, where you can build a game for a lifetime. And we'll be right back.
Live here on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
You're listening to the Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, we are back. Thanks for joining us this Masters weekend. I hope you're getting all the early work done and going out to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop demo day at the Yards. All the vendors, majority of all the main vendors are going to be out there.
Yeah, and, really cool.
You'll get to try the latest and greatest and think about it and or don't think about it and just do it. Yep. All right. Hey, congratulations to local David Anthony. It's just...
Oh, he's your buddy, isn't he? From way back.
I know Dave a long, long time. One of those sneaky great players that's always in there and always winning. It's his 14th Florida State Golf Association title.
Hold on, 14? 14, okay.
He eagled
that's
the
right
par
behind
5
Tiger
6 hole.
In majors.
That's right. He eagled the par 5 6 hole at Lake Jovita Golf and Country Club in Dade City and posted final round 68 to win the FSGA Super Senior Championship by not one,
not two,
not even three, four, five, six, or seven, but eight shots under par.
Really?
8 shots under par at a total of 216. It was David's 14th FSGA Championship in a statewide event and his fourth. Ready for this? Fourth super senior title in the last 5 years since becoming eligible.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, he's not somebody that's, he's your grandpa and he can break 80. He's shooting in the 60s and winning golf tournaments under tournament conditions. Congratulations, David. That's awesome. Good for you.
He golfs his ball. I would like to congratulate Jim Dent. And,
yes.
For being honored at first tee Augusta ahead of the first round of the tournament, okay, this year. Jim's a living legend. He was one individual when I was in high school that I inspired to hit the ball as far as.
Yeah.
And that's one reason I think I learned how to just pound it. So I think that's one reason I'm a well above driver of the golf ball off the tee.
Way above.
I owe that to Mr. Dent because he was kind of my – idol on how to hit the ball far.
He was a great athlete, had a natural swing, and just would just blast that ball. And we're talking about persimmon woods and Bellotta balls, too, that he's hitting well over 300 yards.
Yep. So his contribution to the sport of golf, his sportsmanship and excellence at the game.
Yes.
And his efforts to change the face of the game. He turned pro in 66, joined the tour in 1970. He caddied 8 years at Augusta National. And Augusta Country Club, which is right next door behind Augusta National.
Didn't know that, Tom.
So at 15, he caddied his first of 3 Masters tournaments. He won 12 PGA Tour events, sometimes beating players that he even caddied for.
Wow.
So, you know, just a little golf history.
And a guy like him in the 60s and 70s, the opportunities were not there for black golfers. But what a tremendous player. And he won a lot of senior tour events, too. He was a big draw out there, too.
So let's – one thing we want to do besides we want to teach our junior golfers. And I think one thing that should be involved is to teach the junior golfers golf history.
Absolutely. But I think
– We teach them to hit balls and putt and chip.
We should teach all
facets of
elementary
golf.
School and junior high kids and high school kids about – American history too, but yes, the golf history that goes back. A lot of stuff happened before your Instagram post today. You know what I mean?
That's it. So I think to help grow the game and keep the game solid and stable on the bottom level, the foundation, I think that, you teach them putting and chipping and driving and.
Of course.
But teach them the whole game. Don't just teach them one aspect of the game. Because there's too many great individuals that came along before them that built and this whole game for them to be lucky enough to be playing.
Yeah.
All right. So last week you guys did a little Masters contest.
And, we did. Steve, volunteered your services. I don't know if he asked you, but he said The winner, there we had call-ins. And when we get call-ins for something good like prizes and stuff, we get calls. So we had a call, who's going to win the Masters? Very simple. Who's going to win the Masters? The winner gets, or the closest, the lowest score in case none of you win. So we make sure we give it away. A lesson with you and a dozen of some sort of golf balls. We'll get Edwin Watson on that.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
So we had Timbo Smith, who picked Jason Day, who did make the cut. He was doing good. He had a couple of bad holes, which cost him. And this guy, who's probably dancing in the streets, Doug Lingore, picked Scottie Scheffler. Smart man. Why wouldn't you? Is Scottie Scheffler playing? Yes. Will he probably win? Yes. That's kind of the answers. Zach Long picked John Rahm. You know, coming back, the defending champion, champion's dinner, but has been playing live for a while, 54 hole events and shorts with music, so maybe hasn't honed his game as much. He did make the cut on the number, I think, 5 or 6 over, but he's not going to win, I don't think. And then Rob Cartwright picked Tommy Fleetwood, who I think is 2 or 3 under or a couple under par. He's doing well. He's right there. He has a chance. We had a couple of non-qualified calls. Gary picked Rory. Yeah, okay. I'll never pick Rory to win the Masters. What is he, 4 over? Good thing you talked to Butch so he could hit in the water and play the par 5s over par. Dave picked Will Zalatoris. I think he's 2 or 3 over. Tom picked...
Me, Tom?
Tom Ashton called in and picked Brian Harman. Yeah, but that was before he knew he was going to shoot 45 on the back 9 yesterday.
Yeah, it's close on that one.
Caddy Mike Seve picked Sergio, which he must have been high or something because I don't know. Maybe he saw his bright yellow pants on Thursday.
Yeah, maybe he and Brian Harman had dinner together.
And Steve picked Gary Woodland. So it goes to show the people who are talking on the radio, other than Chris, Wayne, don't really necessarily know what they're talking
about.
Look,
I don't know Jack Squat.
Yeah, well, you can, as a matter of fact, I'm going to let you have a pick because maybe you might get one today that might win. So Tom and I will make our next picks. Before we go off the air today,
well, yeah, the
second choice now. Yeah,
we could do this as level picks, second level pick.
Yeah, right? That's it.
So this will be right. This will be like third level pick.
I'm a radio show co-host. I get a second pick.
That's right. All right. So did you know
probably not.
There's going to be a few changes to Augusta. Besides, the really cool thing is what they're open. 3 months out of the year, basically. So that gives them all year to connive.
They're closed. Yeah,
make
Augusta
changes.
Is closed in the summer. May to October, it's closed. Yeah.
So they make all these little subtle changes.
Subtle changes.
And I have loved it because these boys doesn't know what hit them the first 2 days. We'll take the wind away.
Yeah, they move the tee back into the left a little bit on 2, which... It doesn't change it too much if you can hit the driver out to the right and play a draw. But they made subtle changes to number 2 green, number 4 green, number 6 green. And you can see how much trouble.
These guys can't read it.
These guys are having with little slightly different pin positions on a shelf maybe or over here or over there. And like you said, then you add wind in the equation. I mean.
I do have a question.
Every par at Augusta National, I'm watching, I'm going. Every par is a good score. Anytime you make a par, you need to be happy, right?
Some holes you're happy with bogey.
I don't care if it's the 4s and 5s, if it's par 5s. It's a par is good, and if your worst score is bogey, you got a chance. But the problem becomes when you make doubles and triples and what do they call a 9 on a par 5? I'll have to ask Jordan Spieth. What that is.
It's way past a snowman.
Yeah.
You know, here's something for you, and I haven't noticed it.
Yeah.
But I haven't noticed anyone full on doing aim point.
Not the way they did.
Right. So I'm wondering if the committee
Homa still does it.
Right, but he doesn't go down the line. He's doing it from behind his ball.
Yeah, he points in this. And maybe I'm not seeing it nearly as much as I did. And by the way, you know, who's the best golfer right now? Scheffler. Does he do any of that stuff? No.
Nope.
Has Tiger ever done it? No. Jack? No. Ben Crenshaw? No. Seve? No. Tom Watson? No. It's okay, though. If you want to play six-hour rounds, which they did yesterday, which was, I don't care how much the wind is blowing. The wind's blowing. That doesn't give you an excuse to take 5 minutes to hit a golf shot when you don't know where it's going anyway. Well, but it doesn't matter.
I just wonder if they'll never stop,
so I'm over it now.
I just wonder if the Green Jacket Club said, hey, guys.
What if they're playing with 130 players instead of 80?
We really are frowned upon all this aim point walking up and down the line and all these footprints. We don't accept that or want that happening.
No. Do you think I want to play behind Keegan when he's putting his size 14s and aim pointing from a foot? I'm not exaggerating when I say a two footer. He does it. Yep. Oh, but they can stamp him down. Well, maybe they don't know it's there. It doesn't make you putt better because it also, and Tom and I have talked about this. So doesn't speed determine your line? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they don't turn sideways. That's what's going to happen next. Homa's going to turn sideways in his own line to get the speed down too instead of just putting his hand. I mean, are you serious?
Okay. So a little touch base on that. Terrell Hatton officially complained to
playing with Eldrick today. They're both, but he complained about the pace. And this is ridiculous.
Okay, I mean, so slow play is, I believe, has been taught to the rest of the golf world by the best players in the world.
Yeah, the young kids do it all the time. Grab the book, look it up. Yep.
All right, so you know,
ask their caddy, and you know, ask their caddy again.
So
and
you
again.
Had Patrick Reed and who was it? Lost my notes. Okay, Kirk Kadayama and Sung Jae and Patrick Reed were the group in front of them.
Yeah, slow, slow, and slow.
And they weren't put on the clock in day one. And they weren't put on the clock till 32
yesterday.
Holes. Till 32 holes.
Ugh.
Right? And they were a hole.
And a half.
And a half.
Behind.
Behind. Okay? And so
at the Masters, where you never lose your ball, everybody's shooting 70-something. They're not shooting 95 like amateurs looking for their ball. Tom's, my brother, was saying, he said, it's not like they're us shooting, finding the ball in the weeds. Or there's marshals. There's this. They're shooting 72.
It's wide open.
What the hell?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I agree because we all experience the fact where it gets backed up and you can't get a rhythm or a pace going.
Yeah, and then when you're playing golf in a local Jacksonville golf course and it's taking you 5 hours, like, I mean, you better be with somebody you like being with. That's why I play golf now, only with friends like Pete, your friend Pete, and he was very happy to hear about your new grandbaby. At least I enjoy being with him because, like, you know, if you're going to hit a lousy shot, hit it quick.
Well, the golf course is...
Well, they don't get ready while the other person
is
playing, and then I'll stop talking.
The golf course is overbooked, so they push people out, they cram the course, but then guess what? They go hire a ranger or a marshal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all that person does is drive around in the cart watching people play golf. They do nothing to help the situation.
Yes.
But that's their job. And the course
and
doesn't
authority.
Want them to. The course doesn't want them to because they don't want the confrontation.
And they want to overbook stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to name the name, but there's a course in town that's in terrible shape because the course constantly overbooks and keeps so many people on the course and it gets backed up.
Yeah.
And it's a disaster. I refuse to play the course because I don't want a six-hour round of golf.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not that much fun. Yes.
You know, my son and I played the other day, and we played a local course, and we played 18 holes in like 3 hours and 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Duh.
Because that's
we didn't rush.
No.
We get to your ball, in front, nobody,
you take a look, yeah, you pull your club, usually superior ping technology, and you hit your shot. That's it.
So Tyrrell Hatton, I think, has every right to be upset file a complaint. Okay, I don't care if it's a private club and they make the rules or not, and it's a major, everybody has to, they got to do it. Even on the LIV Tour, a little bit ago,
they
nailed
the
dude,
players.
Boy, and it cost him $250,000 for slow play.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Did you know that Augusta has a few changes coming?
They do.
Gee, that's a shocker.
The city of Augusta, I think.
Let's raise that bunker lip 6 inches. The guys won't see it next year, and it'll get them every time. I love it. Okay. They're going to put an underground parking garage.
Underground.
They have a planned phase. That's phase one. It's called Map and Flag. That's their plan. It's top
Map
secret.
Map and Flag. Okay.
Yeah, it was top secret till just now.
Well.
Okay. Anyway, phase one is a parking garage underground. Pretty cool.
Like on Washington, Washington Street. It won't be under the frigging course, Tom.
They didn't say where. There's no telling.
It's not. I'll call Billy Payne on that one.
All right.
My buddy.
Now, phase two is pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's always been the challenge of accommodations for the players and their families.
Yes.
That's phase two.
They usually rent a home in Augusta so they can bring their group.
Yep.
That's what usually happens.
So that's phase two. So that one's got my attention. Now, that should be interesting. I'm thinking maybe they're going to do this whole big thing where it's like a little city for all the players and their families right there around the property.
Of course
property,
they will. Why? Because they can.
Because they can. Okay. So I think that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. And you know what? It's pretty cool. Don't forget the Edwin Watts Golf Shop demo day today from at the yards.
Starting any minute now.
Yeah, from 11 to 2.
11 to
right?
2, yep. Probably 3 if it's busy.
If it's busy,
hang
out. Why shut it down, right?
Sure.
Let it rock. Okay.
Yeah.
You can call Edwin Watts Golf Shop at Ponte Vedra Beach, 904-246-7893 to find out more details. So check it out. It is today.
Yeah. Bring your clubs if you want to check them out and compare. Try some new ones. They'll have all the technology, for fitting all of the things that will custom fit you and your swing and your game. And the people, we have a lot of great reps. Not just Scotty, but we have a lot of great reps who travel all over Northeast Florida in order to, support the golf business.
All right, we gotta support our sponsors and advertisers and friends out there and Radio Land. So we'll be right back after these messages brought to you by Ping Golf. Play your best.
Live on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
We're back this morning. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're going to really enjoy the Masters. It's going to be great. We have Dave on the line. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Before I get to the Masters, I got to ask Mike. We talked a little bit last week about the Final Four with Purdue and my Wolfpack, and you were pulling for Purdue, which is fine. But I got a question. You're from Indiana, right?
Originally Chicago, but I went to IU. Yes, I lived in Fort Wayne, Indianapolis.
You even attended that campus in Bloomington.
I did. So it's hard for me to root for Purdue.
My point being,
that's
exactly,
for sure.
I saw a poll where 75% of Hoosier fans said no way would I pull for that'd be like me pulling for Carolina. Okay,
I understand. Anyway. One of my best friends went to Purdue, and I have family that likes him. And I for Coach Katie and their program, who's never won a championship, I would have been happy if they did. And for the big Canadian, Zach Edey, what a great play!
Yeah, well, I knew it'd be a tough game, which it was. Anyway, on to Augusta. Couple of things. First of all, this contest we got going, it's not quite over. I took Zalatoris, and he's, I believe, 2 over. If he can shoot a 67 or 8 today, and Scheffler can slip and shoot a 73 or 4, the game could be interesting tomorrow, but we'll see. And I don't expect...
Moving day is huge today. You're right about that. Everybody who's level par or one or two over has a chance today. We'll see.
But Scheffler is... He's just uncanny, man. He never, ever gets rattled on anything. And I thought it was really... A sign of good mental preparedness in the Eisenhower cabin or whatever on Thursday, being interviewed by Scott Van Pelt. He was looking at his phone. In Butler cabin, yeah. He was looking at his phone, and Van Pelt asking, "Are you checking your text? I bet you get 1,000 texts a day after something like today." And he said, "No, I'm actually looking at the scores," which shows me that mentally, he was not going to try to get into those texts. He was wanting to see where he maybe stood and stuff.
Yes.
And he's real, real mentally strong, that guy is. But one final thing real quick is, did you happen to see, Greg Norman got a ticket on his own, and I'm sure you saw that. But did you happen to see Fred Couples' response to that?
Well, did Freddie say something about how come you couldn't get a couple tickets from Rom or any of your live buddies?
Yeah, he said you can't get any from your live players. They all the players get 8 tickets.
They do. They 8 badges. That's correct. Yeah.
8 badges, whatever. Freddie let him have it with, you can't get one of your guys to float you a ticket.
Your boy, Freddie's been kind of smarmy lately.
Well, but he also wound it up with, "Give me a call next year if you need any help."
Wow.
Anyway, so it should be interesting this weekend.
Yeah, have fun watching. Yep.
Yep.
Thanks, Dave, very, very much. Hey, folks, when you go out to the demo day out at the Yards, the Ed Watts Golf Shop demo day out at the Yards, keep this in mind. The best overall voted and tested driver was a Ping G430 Max 10K. That's their brand new driver, the G430 Max 10K. It is like crazy forgiving.
Yeah, they've created the distance is what people know about, but the way Ping engineering works is they've reduced the side spin on off center hits, which is what the average amateur does, right? And therefore, especially if you live in Florida. That's the one thing about when I moved here, Tom, from up north, where if I sprayed it into the trees, I could still hit hooks and stuff out of the trees. That was my game. Down in Florida, you need to 230, 40, 50, 60 yards is good on every hole straight because there's so many hazards, so many bunkers, places if you miss. So if you can get that drive, as long as you hit based on your swing more accurately, boy, is your game gonna go up instantly.
Yeah, it's like Euchre calling the Brewers game. It's just a little bit outside. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, don't forget, University of North Florida Golf Complex has junior golf clinics. Okay, ages 10 and up, girls, boys, all through the week. Call over there and find out, 904-620-2050, chipping, putting, driving, the whole works. And they have a shoe that those kids can play on. A paying adult, a child 12 and under with that paying adult can play the shoe for free. All right? So keep that in mind if your child wants to learn. All right, hey, look, as you're watching the Masters, you find out how good these players are. And you say, "Oh, what's their handicap?" Okay, well, I'm a +8 or a +6 and all that. Well, here's the question I have for the listeners out there. How does your handicap stack up? Okay, yeah, right. How does that come? The handicap is really not improving that much historically. We have better courses, better equipment. We're better fit physically, right? We're doing all the right things, majority of us. So how does your handicap stack up? Well, the average national handicap for men is 14.2. The average handicap for ladies, the index, is 27.5. Okay? The most common handicap index range for men is 13 to 13.9, which consists of 5.4% of 95,000 golfers.
Yeah.
Okay? It should be lower, as much as a lot of people play.
More people playing, greater technology, greater fitness. A shout out to Primary Physical Therapy, Chris Kopp. Thank you for what you've done for me. And if you're looking for to work on that 15th club, he's a good guy to call.
Yeah, if you're a male golfer with 13.9 handicap or lower, then you're better than half the registered men in the country.
Yeah.
Okay. As only 50.5% of handicaps are below 14.
Yeah.
Which I just, I started to read these stats and I'm like, that's just mind-boggling. As hard as I see people working on their game.
Harrington was quoted recently as saying, everybody should be able to play scratch golf. But I know he's in his mind that you should be able to figure it out and work on it a little bit. It's not that complicated. But it's difficult to be good at golf, not because of the technology, not because the lessons aren't out there, because it takes some time to put in, other than I show up at the golf course and just play. But I am perfectly happy with people that do that. I have a life. I work hard to do this. I'm going to be away from my life on a beautiful course with a bunch of people I like for 5 hours and just have fun. So it's tough to be a par golfer and have all the skills necessary. Driving, iron play, short game, putting, course management. You need five or six things to be really good at golf, don't you, Tom? Really good.
Yeah, but you have to put in your time.
Yeah.
But you have to think about it correctly also. You know, the human brain is amazing. If you think about something
amazing,
long enough,
right?
The brain will let the body accomplish it. And that's like, you know, Zen, see and do.
I love Zen.
Okay. All right. So now there is an individual on the golf course, a couple things going on. DeChambeau admitted that his comments a few years ago about Augusta's a par 67 golf course was out of line.
Well, it was on Thursday. I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, so does Bryson just get to put two under for a 65 since his par is 67? Ha ha. With his 3D designed irons, apparently.
You know, and this morning they were talking about, and they were showing on particular holes how far he hit the ball.
Yeah.
And in play.
For the most part.
Yet he shoots one over. So again, distance isn't the beat all.
It isn't, but I think that short game and putting was made more difficult by heavy crosswinds on the green.
Yeah, he was now, real tentative.
Bryson did show me, and I've been to the Masters, I didn't realize that a way to play 13 was hit it way right into the pine straw, then play it up the 14th fairway, and then, you know, turn left. And now that's a caddy that said, I guarantee you, in practice rounds, he didn't drop any balls in 14 fairway and see how far it was to hit over Cross Range Creek into the 13th green. Then he knocks down and makes four, you know. But that's just part of the cool thing about golf is it how you make it happen. You put a number in a box. No pictures on the scorecard.
Don't be shocked if the Green Jacket Club doesn't kind
They'll
of
put some trees
put some plants in there. Well, you remember when they did that to Watson?
I do.
In the Open, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He figured out a shortcut.
Not anymore.
Next day, there was a 70-foot spruce. There. They stuck it in the ground.
Yeah.
And not today, boy.
Yeah.
All right. So, and we got, sometimes things get a little tense out there, like Zach Johnson dropping the F-bomb on 12.
Allegedly,
no. I replayed it, and you can hear it echo.
But you can't get close to the green on 12. That's where the patrons are behind the tee, and then they got to go right of 13.
Yeah, but you heard it on audio.
Maybe. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I can play it for you.
The captain.
Yep. You know, it pretty much solidified what I've always known and thought about that individual, and it's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, show some respect, all right?
Okay.
And how about this? I feel like the wind was blowing so hard, the golfers were being pushed so fast, even though it was a six-hour round of the golf course, I thought I was at a NASCAR race. Why? Because I could see all the advertising, especially from Jason Day's sweater.
Wow. Come on, Jay Day. But what happened was he left Nike, and some other people have. Nike's got Scheffler and Rory and stuff now. Eldrick has his own. The Sunday red looks like Caterpillar to me, but that's just me. So, that's okay. I love Jason Day. He's a great mate, really good person. I root for him all the time. But he had a couple of bad holes that put him probably behind
those pants he wore two days ago,
they look like a balloon.
I can't
pants
believe
or they, something.
He didn't
a
go
tent.
Floating off in the air somewhere.
He's a tent. He's not going to sell any either because they're probably like $250 a piece.
My a wife pair. Is original apparel individual for Ed Watts.
She saw those pants.
She saw those pants and goes, "What the heck
what
are those?
What the hell are those?
Right? Yeah.
Come on, JJ.
All right, we got to go to break." And when we come back, we're going to congratulate an individual that's in the field and made the cut this year for the tough grind out that he did. It was amazing to watch. So we'll be right back after these messages brought to you by Ping Golf, University of North Florida Golf Complex, Edwin Watts Golf Shop, and Wolf Retirement Navigation. We'll be right back.
Hang live on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Be right back.
The Edwin Watts Golf Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Hey, welcome back. They're off and running. We got a -3 on the course early, so who knows? Like I said earlier, the wind's going to pick up coming into the afternoon again. We don't know how strong just yet. It's speculation, but it's going to be pretty fair, a pretty good wind. So the early guys are going to get the worms, it seems like, early. So I'd like to congratulate Tiger Woods. I mean,
me too.
I mean, if you've never walked this property, you have not even a clue. You couldn't even make a guessing clue how difficult what he's just accomplished is. So, I mean, this guy is a mental giant. I mean, physically, he's just grinding and grinding and grinding. And today is moving day. Hopefully, he can move himself into a position so he can take a run.
Now.
Okay,
he does have a chance.
And congratulations, 24th consecutive cut at Augusta National. That's a new record.
That's right. And that means you got to be in the top 40, not the top 80. Congratulations locally. Drive, chip, and putt at Augusta, champion. Lily walked her from St. Augustine. My friend Matthew helped her with her lessons and stuff. So congratulations to her. And Lottie Ward, who won the women's amateur from FSU in England, birdied 15, 17, and 18 to win. So congratulations.
And we had a ladies Florida State person win the Women's Augusta Amateur National.
Yes, she did.
All right. Hey, Jack, thanks for waiting. Real quick, what you got?
Yeah, there's a difference between what you shoot and what you post. And I also believe that most people don't keep their scores accurately and that handicaps are aged bias rather than as a group.
I agree.
Yes, very good point. And most people don't play by tournament rules when they play golf either. Thanks for calling, Jack.
Hey,
thank you.
Great point, Jack. Sorry to cut you. I'd love to talk to you more about that because we have less than a minute here on the show. Welcome to Masters Weekend. Enjoy it. Go out to the Edwin Watts Golf Shop Demo Day at the Yards and check it out 11 to 2. All the vendors are going to be there. Hit all the latest, greatest. At your local Edwin Watts Golf Shop, there is an orange dot clothing sale on the apparel. If it's a green tag item with an orange dot on it, you save an extra 30% off that green tag. So go get it today so you're looking sharp for the golf season. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you down the fairway.
And at the demo day at Yards. See you there.